Attention, please. Radio CUC Airline FM89.3. Passengers wishing to travel. It's 7 o'clock, and it's time for seating test.
Merhaba, hoş geldiniz.
Hamare gari agrenden abgas va gud hai.
안녕하십니까, 반갑습니다.
Bienvenue, comment tu t'appelles?
Marika Yamido, 我们欢迎你.
Welcome to wherever you want to go.
What are you waiting for? It's time to take off.
Let's go!
Hello, my dear audience. I'm your friend Richard. Glad to see you again in this wonderful Friday night. Today, we, same as before, will lead you to a fantastic city, Harbin, the Ice World. In today's program, Anna and Richard will bring you some useful tips about traveling in Travel Express. Next, some cultural historical information will be given by Kathleen and Richard. Also, yummy yummy, Milky together with Richard will treat you with the most delicious food there. Do you want to learn some native language of Harbin? Just went to the next section, learn to speak. Sheldon and Cookie will teach you. Finally, in following section, the ice city begins melting. Do you want to know what happened? Just pack your luggage and come with us. Let's go!
Hello everybody, I'm your friend Anna. Nice to meet you again. Here is Travel Express on every lovely Friday.
Hello, I'm Richard. Nice to meet you.
This time we will go to Harbin. It's the coldest city in China.
Wow, that will be fantastic. I can't wait to go Harbin now.
Me too. Now we have to choose how to get there. So what's your opinion? By air or train?
I think taking a train is more cheaper.And Harbin is well connected by train and is a convenient way to travel. The city is served by several train stations, so taking a train to get there is convenient and cheap.
But I prefer by plane. I really can't wait to arrive Harbin. You know, taking plane to Harbin is truly faster. Harbin Taiping International Airport is one of the main international airports in northeast of China.Located 37 kilometers from the city center near the town of Taiping.
Okay, follow you. Let's take off.
Now we arrive, but it's so cold.
Yes, Harbin is known for its very cold winters. It is at the same latitude as Montreal, and the winter temperatures as low as minus 38 centigrade have been recorded in January.Temperatures average from minus 24 centigrade to minus 12.
By far Harbin's biggest claim to fame, the Harbin International Ice and Snow Sculpture Festival, which called Harbin Guoji Bingxue Jie in Chinese, is held every year. Running from early January until warm weather erodes the constructions, throughout the city you will find small ice and snow sculptures during the festival.However, there are three major sites with large ice and snow sculpture on display.
The major sites of the Ice and Snow Sculpture Festival include Ice and Snow World, Zhaoling Park Ice Festival and Song Island International Show Sculpture Art Fair. A range of tickets price is from 18 yuan to 240 yuan.
Sounds interesting to go to Harbin in winter.But I think maybe it's not a good idea to go Harbin in summer.
As a matter of fact, Harbin can also be a great place to visit in summer.
Are you sure?
Of course, I'm sure. Because its daytime temperatures are normally in the upper 20s centigrade compared with most places in China. The weather is cool and it seems to be perpetually breeze and most of the city streets are lined with trees.Because the city is so cold all winter, life almost explodes and people crowd the streets until late at night, eating kebabs, playing poker, and drinking Harbin beer. A trip up to the border regions at this time of year would be nice as well.
And after a whole day trip, we should have a comfortable night's sleep. Almost every bus house in the city has a large room with 50 to 100 plus beds where you can spend up to 24 hours. You can also lock your belongings in a locker, use their shower facilities. Most of them have an all-you-can-eat breakfast as well. Total around 50 yuan, which just can be beat.
Okay, that's all for today's Travel Express. See you next Friday.
See you.
Bye.
Sit inside, travel with your ears, expose your soul to the splendors of the world. Good evening, my dear audience. Welcome to Sit Inside again in this Friday. I'm Catherine, and this is my partner, Richard.
Nice to meet you guys, I'm Richard. Kathleen, have you seen the brilliant Disney film Frozen last year?
Yeah, it really left a deep impression on me.Though its name is Frozen, the story is really warm.
You're right. Don't you think Elsa's ice palace and the city in the snow are really beautiful? There's also such a nice city in our country.
Wow, let me guess. The city must be Harbin.
So smart you are. That is exactly the city we are going to talk about in today's City Insight.
Located in the northeast of China,Harbin is the capital of Heilongjiang province. It is an attractive city with a long history. Since 22,000 years ago, our ancestors started living here. Besides, Harbin is the original birthplace of Jin and Qing dynasty. Now, it is the political, economic, and cultural center of the northeastern part of our country.But why people call Harbin the ice city? Because Harbin does have a long and cold winter every year. The average temperature of January is minus 22. The lowest temperature even can be minus 38.
After the brief introduction of Harbin's history and special weather, let's move on to the first stop of this fantastic trip. Harbin St. Avenue.The avenue is recognized as the longest pedestrian street in Asia. It is not only a simple walking street, but a street of art. Walking along the avenue, you will find all kinds of different buildings around the world, including the four most famous architecture style. The unusual thing of the avenue is its unique stone. All of them are rectangle.Just look like a bread bear carved street. Center Avenue is a perfect combination of this Chinese culture and European civilization, a place which is full of legendary stories.
At the end of Harbin Center Avenue is St. Sophia Cathedral, the amazing architect which was built in 1907 by Russian soldiers.It is the witness of the invasion of Russia. Because of its outstanding appearance and fancy design, Sophia Cathedral becomes one of the landmarks of Harbin.
When it comes to Harbin, I'm sure that the ice and snow world is the most interesting place. Almost every year, Harbin government holds Harbin International Ice and Snow Festival here. It starts on January 5th.The festival will have a different but interesting theme every year. Ice and Snow World is really a wonderful amusement park. In this world, you can enjoy landscape display, ice and snow activities, as well as the living performance, also parade, singing and dancing performance, interactive games shall never fail to display itself. What's more,The beautiful fireworks in the demonstration, modern 3D features, travel shopping, and a series of indoor and outdoor activities can also be found here. For ice and snow lovers, it is absolutely a paradise. If you are keen on this spectacular view, you can't miss this fantastic city.
So, what are you guys waiting for? Carry on your luggage and come with us.That's all for today's City Insight.
Bye!
Foodie's taste buds can never be satisfied. Our goal is to embrace the world cuisine. Hello everybody, I'm Milky. It's so nice to meet you again in today's Yummy Yummy.
Hey guys, I'm Richard. Well, Milky, have you felt coming of spring? Do you love it?
Yeah, the weather is becoming warm, and in our school, all the trees are pushing out new shoots. You see the flowers of magnolia trees are floating down all over the ground. The most important thing is, I can cast off our heavy winter clothes.
Wow, I know you are sick of those camp sun covers, but people in some cities may still wear their heavy down coat. For example, Harbin. You know, there is really cold.
Hey Richard, guess what I thought when you mentioned Harbin?
Harbin sausages.
Yep, you got it.
When it comes to Harbin, I think everyone would think of the sausages. It is really famous. It is a delicious meat snack native to Lithuania. In China, people all call it red sausages due to its red appearance. In fact, Harbin sausages is just a general term. All of them can be divided into different types for their different tastes.
Oh, I'm starting to get hungry. You know, I haven't eaten anything since lunchtime.
But the delicacy of Harbin is more than that. Well, Milky, which province are you from?
Jiangxi. But what is about hometown suddenly?
So, I don't think you have tasted this. We call it double-cooked pork slices, guo bao rou in Chinese.
Wow, you're so confident. I did once be a southerner, but exactly, I have eaten it when I traveled to Harbin.
You ought to answer that you hadn't ever heard about it, and I will told you this cause. Now, please tell me, how should I go on?
Calm down. Let me handle it. This fantastic dish is made with fresh minced meat, cooked with carrots and a rich tomato sauce. You know, it's quite hard for me to forget this wonderful, sour, sweet taste. When you bite down each pork fragment, you will even feel its crispy sound. Unbelievable.
Wow, sounds great. But now I think you'd better wipe off your slave rings. It seems that you can eat like a horse.
Actually, I have thought about the situation while I was enjoying this delicious food. So exciting.
Besides this, have you ever heard of large column Pakistan? It's another delicacy named from Russian in Harbin. Just looks like a kind of giant bread.
Anything special?
If you have some insight into it, you'll find its great attraction. It was baked perfectly and well-rounded different flavor.
So inspiring, you know how much I love those desserts.
And it also has some salt taste. You can eat it with jam, cream or cheese, butter. In my view, the best way to enjoy it is to eat with Harbin sausage slip pieces like eating sandwiches. Try it, and you will never forget it.
Wow, how wonderful the idea is. But now, should we go for our dinner?
I want to have some large column Pakistan.
If they were...
How time flies, we should say goodbye now. Do you have had a vision to enjoy those delicious food? And if you want to know more about this city, then the next section will tell you what you need. I'm Richard.
I'm Milky.
See you next time. Bye.
Learn to speak, travel around the world. Good evening, everyone. I'm Cookie. How's your last journey to Barcelona? This Friday, we'll come back China to the northeast ice city, Harbin.
Hello, I'm Sheldon. Nice to meet you again this wonderful Friday night.
Hi, Sheldon. I know you knew that city well.
Well, actually, no. I'm not from Heilongjiang province, but our pronunciations are easy to recognize.
Exactly. Today, we introduce you to dialects. One is the Northeastern Mandarin.
And the other is English of Northeastern China.
Northeastern Mandarin is a fun. Many people like to imitate it for entertainment. Unlike Beijing dialect, it's mostly similar to Mandarin.
Sure it is.
So, say something to us.
大家晚上好，你们今天过得咋样啊？哎呀，哎呀呀，哎呀呀呀呀呀，这什么造型啊，挺别致啊，非常六加七啊，这当年叱咤风云的大忽悠怎么落到这步田地的？苍天哪，大地啊，这是哪位天使大姐替我出的这口气啊？猪撞树上了，你撞猪上了吧？追尾是不是啊？啊，咋改删了呢？
哇哦 You're so excellent.
Oh, thanks.
Besides, the Northeast dialectIt's the living fossil of a history of 4,000 years.
I'm so proud of it. It's a melting pot of various ethnic and cultural integration.
That's right. The folk wisdom words are always having fun, having a sense of humor, and vivid, full of poetry.
That's important. It's really easy to use.
Well, but I used to think that Northeastern people are unlikely to say oral English very well.Until I met you.
Oh, thanks.
But in general, people there always speak English with unique flavor, which interests us a lot.
You're right. I'm trained and practice a lot. Maybe I would like that too.
Oh no, that's amazing. And there's an audio for you to feel how they speak English. Let's listen.
Hello, welcome to China. I'm your host today. My name is Xiao Zhang.We China have 5,000 years history. We have people mountain, people sea. We Chinese are the toughest nation in the world. Big oil, sing pig meat jing, those stuff cannot destroy us. Why? Because we have strong mental power passed down from our pioneers. If you dare to mess up with Chinese, I will complete it first. Several times. Repeat it.If you have look for more, ITMD really do you. Give you some color, CC. You understand? Finally, welcome to China.
Oh, Sheldon, would you like to say that way?
I refuse from the bottom of my heart.
Have a try, be confident. You are so proud of where you're from. Right?
Yes, we hold this truth to be self-evident that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with some unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Did you say? I just listened. Happiness among, and I don't know.
Well, that is from the Declaration of Rights. And then the original is that we hold this truth to be self-evident that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with some unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Go mad for a couple grams.
We don't want to go outside.So, are we impressed of the unique Northeastern dialect and English?
Well, I want to learn it.
Wow, you will, if you want me.
Okay, so that's all for today's Learn to Speak. See you next week.
Goodbye.
Good evening. You're now listening to Tour Gallery. I'm Michael. Great to meet you guys again in front of the radio.
Hi, I'm Jenny. Happy Friday night. Oh, Echo, I shot a lot of photos on your Facebook. It is a really beautiful place. Can you tell me where it is?
Why not? You seem so interested. Actually, the spot lies in the northeast part of China. It is widely acknowledged as east of Moscow. So, can you guess what place it is?
Oh, you are a really naughty girl. maybe is Harbin?
Well, why you can always give me a correct answer? Yes, you are right. Harbin is a famous place in China since it is rich in local history and culture.
Wow, amazing. I got it. Also, it is called International Ice and Snow Cultural City, right? That's why you went to there and took a bunch of photos. By the way, do you know something about celebrities from there, such as...
Wait, of course I know. Xiao Hong, she's a writer in modern times. And then she's one of the Republic of China's four great women. Nevertheless, she's known as the goddess of literature. I really admire her very much.
Oh, I see. In addition, Xiao Hong is the most miserable fate of the big four talent women of the Republic of China. Moreover, she never said no to life in the poor environment. That's unbelievable to me. At the same time, she keeps struggling. And one day another person, Xiao Jing, appears. He brings huge impacts to her, as well as to her literary creation.
I totally agree with you. She is a wonderful person. When I was reading her books, I could feel some spiritual power in detail between the lines. One of Xiao Hong's most famous books, Sheng Si Chang, was published in Shanghai, which is included in the Slave series with the help of Wu Feng. At that time, it made a huge sensation in literary world and received strong responses so that Xiao Hong became the most famous writer in December 1935.
That's a great woman. But it is a pity that she had died.
Hey guy, cheer up. Let's move on to the next topic. Do you know some popular singers in terms of music?
Popular singers? Maybe I really don't know them, as I prefer to reading, you know me.
Alright, but please follow me. I want to share a person with you. Her name is Angela. She was a champion of the Supergirl TV talent show on December 2004. So, can you guess who she is?
Oh yes! Your favorite singer, Angela, right? In my opinion, she gives me the image of the sweetness, and her charming voice impressed me deeply. I still remember that she sang a song called Hello J. Cho, and then met her fan.
Oh, my sweetheart, I certainly agree with you. While she was facing a low ebb in her life or emotional trauma, she always accepts and resolves with her faint smile. Actually, time is up, but Harbin is still waiting for you to discover.
Yeah, hope you can enjoy our trip. See you.
See you.
Hello friends, welcome back to join our weekly adventure. This time, we will offer you an extra story of Kaguya and Mikado. They made a trip to Harbin to have a taste of the snow culture. However, this winter, everything changed at Harbin. What happened?
Wow, how magnificent!
Yes, this is it. No wonder it's called the City of Ice. I've never seen the scene where a city is white all over.
Let's not stop here. I remember there's something called Sun Island, right? There are ice sculptures.
Yo, let's go. I can't wait.
Kaguya and Mikado got in the park and saw something amazing.They were truly impressed, but Mikado couldn't help but notice that people are getting out of the park.
I was wondering why people keep living here. Isn't it supposed to be the right hour to visit now?
I don't know. Anyway, do you feel a little bit hot now?
Oh yes, I do. I have taken down my sweater.
Suddenly, they heard some unsettling noise around them.
What's the sound? Where's it from?
Over there, look! The biggest sculpture is going down!
Oh, Jesus! What has happened?
Excuse me, miss. Could you please tell me what is going on here?
I have no idea. It seems that the main ice sculpture this year has fallen down.
But why? How could this happen?
Well, don't you feel hot these days? The temperatures these days are too high for a general week. The ice is melting.
What? The ice is melting?
Yeah, we don't know what has happened. We have never seen this, never. Oh, look over there. There's already flower bloom. It's already spring.
What do you think has happened?
I know.
What? You know?
Yes, I know. Persephone must have caught up with Hades again.
What?
Well, do you know about the origin of winter?
Well, the season and...
Okay, we have to go back to the ancient time.
What? Ancient time?
Yes, the Greek myth. Persephone is the wife of king of underworld, Hades. Every year, he spends 6 months with him, and during this time, everything on the ground stops growing, and here comes the winter.
Oh, right.How on earth did you get to know this?
I know this couple. I once came to Hades asking him for his secret of immortality. He did not tell me, of course. But I knew something about him and his wife. Sometimes they may have some domestics, but this time there seems to be some rather serious problem.
Oh my god, so what do we do now?
Let's find her.
What? You mean find the queen of underworld?
Yeah.This is the only place where spring returns. She must be here somewhere, perhaps right in the city, I suppose.
Oh, fine. Let's just walk around here. What if she's really here?
They walked and walked and finally came to the St. Sophia Church and were soon spellbound. The church was more than magnificent and attracted lots of tourists.Mikado found someone rather familiar in the crowd and came directly toward her.
Purse?
Oh, Mikado, how come you are here?
Well, let me introduce this for you. This is my wife, Kaguya.
Oh, very nice to meet you, young lady. Me too, madam.
Well, do you know this church?
Yes, very much, especially those dolls. You know, in the Christian tradition,Dolls represent purity and holidays. You see hundreds of dolls flying around the red brick wall, you may forget everything unpleasant.
Oh, so what's unpleasant?
No, Mikado, no. I know why you are coming here. Hades sent you here, right? I've told him that it was last time. I would never forgive him again.
No, Puss, no. Hades didn't send me here. My wife and I are here on a trip and encountered all this.
Fine, but don't you think you can persuade me again this time?
No, no, no. No, I'm not going to persuade you. How can I persuade you? You are never persuaded. I was just trying to make you happy. Why don't hang around the city with us? Would you mind?
Of course not.
Thus, the three people went on their unexpected trip. Persephone kept silent due to her fight with her husband. Mikado kept talking to her, trying to make her happy. But his effort turned out in vain. Later, Persephone went along to use the toilet, leaving Mikado and Kaguya alone.
Why you seem to be rather familiar with her?
Don't you say I've arranged numberless quarrels of them? Later I may need you to have a brief talk with her. Please help me.
What? Me? Talk with her? What to talk about?
Well, we will see. Just talk about us. It's okay.
At this time, Persephone got up from the toilet and came back to them. Suddenly, Mikado went to use the toilet, leaving Kaguya and Persephone alone.
So, you are the girl from the moon, right?
Yes, madam.
Oh, please, don't call madam anymore. I've had enough of this madam at home. Every servant calls me madam. Just call me Perse. It will be fine.
Okay, Perse.
That's it. So, you're really from the moon, aren't you?
Yes, I was. I was born there, but was raised on that ground.
Well, you know, Mikado once told me about the story between you. He said that you visited each other for 1,000 years, right?
Yes, of course. I was brought back to the moon, and we didn't see each other until a few years ago.
How fortunate you are. Hades would never have done this for me.
Well, he loved you so much, didn't he?
Yes, he did. But he didn't pay anything to get me right. He just kidnapped me away, threw the thing of the ground. How barbaric.
Well, he got you away, even if you didn't love him.
Well, to be honest, I love him. But I was just turned down by his way of treating me. He knows nothing about pleasing a girl. Nothing at all. When I express my feelings to him, he can't even understand.
So this time, he was really silly.
You got the point. We had a rather big quarrel. I told him that I did not willingly donate my youth to living in such a place. It was really cold and dark in the underworld, you know, and spent the rest of my life with such an ignorant person. I didn't come completely willingly, after all.
So do you love him?
Yes, of course I do.
According to me, I'd like to say that if you do love each other, there are some minor things that you should let go of. Well, I have had related experience. I know exactly how precious it is to have a relationship of this kind. Mikado and I had come through every difficulty to get our relationship back. If you don't keep it and choose to let go of it, you will regret.
I see. But sometimes I just find it really difficult to forgive him. He's been too careless to me.
Well, I want to say that if you really love each other, he will always be forgiven for such matters. 1,000 years ago, before I was taken back to the moon, I turned down Mikado's proposal. After seeing him now, I thought he would be really angry at me. But later, when I asked him about that, he just said, "It's good enough to have you here now. Why would I care what happened 1,000 years ago?
I see.
Hey ladies, how's it? I wasn't good at operating the toilet. It took me a lot of time to figure out how to flush. Shall we walk home?
Well, Mikado, I think of going back to the animal.
Oh, yes. Why? What made you change your mind?
Well, I realized that I was lucky enough to have Hades with me. He was really good to me, although he was sometimes silly. But he was really good. And I should not keep thinking of what happened in the past, right?
Exactly, I can agree more.
Well, okay, I'm going back, but how do I tell him?
Oh, you don't need to. Hades is already on his way.
You cunning guy. You know you owe the world to me, and sent your wife to persuade me.
I believe she has her point, doesn't she? Besides, people are suffering. I'm here to see the snow and ice, but they all melted.
Oh, come on. I'm not getting winter back to your interest. Well, thank you anyway. Kaguya, you made me understand something important about love. Thank you. My pleasure.
Persephone came back to the underworld, and winter was brought back to the city. The city was covered again with ice and snow, getting back to a state of ice paradise. Persephone and Hades kept having small quarrels, but they don't matter anymore. After all, a quarrel is their way of communicating. Mikado and Kaguya stayed in Harbin a few days longer, enjoyed their best winter ever. And this is all for our adventure today. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Okay, this is all for today's program. Thanks for listening. Here is our group. Producer, Li Yang. Anchors, Pan Yixuan, Wu Jingye. Reporters, Lei Xiaodong, Xu Yuan, Yuan Ye, Chen Jiewen, Han Yige, Li Duoxi, Xiong Jiayi.
更多节目，下载荔枝 FM 收听。